it's date again. It's Friday evening, 27th maybe. Yeah, Friday 27th of August. It is 6:30 in the evening, and it's gorgeous blue skies. I'm on my way over to Crathis. So from where I live in Inch, I get to now drive fully loaded with my smoked sausage supper that I've just picked up, and a bottle of Coke on my side. I've had a busy few days programming the basic sounds for the whole of the Limit wedding. That's done now. Over the next couple of weeks, I will be doing my best to kind of improve what I've got down for those, but I've got the basic sounds down so that we can do tonight. We're having a tech setup with our new PA kit and everything, just to make sure we've got everything we need, and cables and power stuff, and you know, everything's gonna be hunky-dory. So I'm driving from Inch over around the back of Benahee into the heart of the Grampians and over to Deeside, Crathis, which is near Bankery, for our tech setup. So yeah, not much more I can say than that, other than my car is absolutely chock full. I don't know if you've ever seen a hatchback Insignia. There's quite a lot of room in the back there, but I mean that's chock-a-block, and I still have a 450-watt Mackie speaker on my passenger seat next to me as well. Just kind of muscling in on my smoked sausage supper, but hey-ho. So not much else to say except it's a wonderful life, and I'll do a little bit of recording for you if I remember this time, because you know what my brain's like at this practice. Have a word with you afterwards, and that'll be it really. Not much to say. I'll just get around this corner before I can safely cease recording. Bye-bye. Saying I'm absolutely, completely and utterly knackered now. It's 11:20. The rehearsal, well, the technical rehearsal was hard work. Oh my god, so many cables and so much not knowing what the hell's going on, but just trying to figure it out. I mean, all of this stuff with a bit of luck is gonna be second nature after the first few gigs. But just setting levels and working out what needs connecting to what and how to work the mixing desk, which I've had for fucking years and never really delved fully into, because with bands, it's always been somebody else's mixing desk that we've used. But as we've ended up with the personnel we've ended up with now, it made sense to use mine, which is cool. It's fine, because if I do any live multi-track recordings, it'll be spot on, because it's a 24-track desk. So, but yeah, various things, trying out different monitor situations. A couple of them have got in-ear monitors they're trying out, and just trying to work out how to connect them all up and how to get effects to work on the desk and stuff. I've got to do a bit of research before the first gig on how to actually work the desk. I mean, I've got the basic knowledge, having done some sound production training, but obviously every bit of equipment's different, but I haven't had time to look at that properly, on the plus side, the backing tracks that we did use tonight worked really well, and everything went wonderfully with that, that's something that's going to potentially, I think it's just this kind of feeling that, you know, I'm so used to doing weddings week in, week out, and you know, everything just being second nature, just going through the motion, even down to packing the car. You know, I mean, it took me half an hour to actually work out how to fit everything in the car beforehand to get it to the practice, and actually when we were packing up afterwards, I ended up having to completely empty the car again after I'd got most of the stuff in, because I'd put it all in. I tried a different way of arranging stuff, a bit of a Tetris situation going on, and and got to the point where the car was full up and there was no more room and there was still stuff to go in. And I don't know how that works, but anyway. So next thing is I'm looking forward to. I'm not going to unload the car tonight. I really can't be arsed. It's 11:30 nearly. So I'll do a bit of work on the backing tracks tomorrow, and then I'll get a nice relaxing evening delivering pizzas, and then back for a 7-hour final rehearsal on Sunday, because then the drummer's away for 2 weeks or nearly 2 weeks, and hang on a minute. Fucking hell. Excuse my French, but this wedding is 2 weeks tonight. In fact, 2 weeks right now, we'll be in the middle of the second set. I do not feel ready, but as I say, it's just getting to that point where, you know, you're not like a rabbit in headlights. I'm sure it's going to be fine. It's just I don't feel comfortable when I'm not entirely certain what's going on. But, I don't know, might put a bit of nervous excitement into the show. Anyway, excuse me. I thought I might download, there's a sound production bit of software that works on Android phones now, and presumably Apple phones as well. Fruit Loop Studio, so I might download that and try and make your listening experience a little more enjoyable, because it can't be much fun listening to my car all the time, and I'm pretty sure that in rehearsal recordings I've been doing have been bassy as fuck. So anyway, I'm going to finish off my cold coffee now, and I shall speak to you again on Sunday sometime, probably on the way to the practice, and I mean, you know, there's not going to be any gap for you, so I was going to see you in a couple of days, but yeah, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Bye! And a very good morning to you. Oh, for goodness sake, I just looked at the date and forgot it straight away. Sunday, 29th of August, and it is nearly 11:30. I am on my way out to the Limits final rehearsal before our first wedding in 18 months, which is, goddamn, it's a week on Friday. 7-hour rehearsal today because it's our last one because the drummer's buggering off somewhere. I'm pretty okay with the way things are going. For my part, with the backing tracks and stuff, I'm getting a lot more comfortable with it. I've ditched one of the bits of equipment that I was using, a thing called a launch pad, which is just like a little, I think I've mentioned it before, it's just like a little kind of chessboard kind of thing that sits on top of your whatever, with 64 buttons, slightly more than that, but basically a grid of buttons that launch various activities within Ableton, little scenes, little backing tracks and stuff. But actually, for what I'm doing, it's probably it's adding more complexity to the setup that means more can go wrong. So I mean, basically, because all I'm going to really be doing is what's called launching scenes, which is basically triggering little sections of audio, all I really need is the I think 4 or 5 buttons on my laptop, which sits there at the side of me, rather than trying to get my... Because the other thing as well is, at least I know those 4 or 5 buttons do the same thing every time I touch them. With a launch pad, you've got to map it to all sorts of different things and shift the little window on the software every time you want to do something different. It's just like, all I need is a stop button, a start button, a reset button, and an up and a down button, and a tap tempo button. So basically, I use my space bar to start or stop shit, my enter button to launch scenes, which might be the start of a song or a chorus, or even, as I found last night, I've been messing about with, because like our finale, I've worked up the backings for Purple Rain we're finishing with, and there's a bit at the end of like the main section of the song where, if you know the song, there's like what's called a cadence, a musical cadence, where you've got like two chords that finish off the whole thing. And the second to last chord is like the fifth in musical terms. We hold that, as a band, we hold that, and while we're doing that, while we're holding that chord, is when traditionally, as our finale, the vocalist, front person, whoever it is, would be saying their spiel, giving thanks to the venue and the congratulating the couple and bidding everyone a fond farewell and safe journey home and seeing you next time and all that bullshit, before we then launch into the last chord to make the big grand finale. Now, if I'm using a backing track, which I am, that can't, you know, by definition, that's going to be a different length of time each time. So what I have done, I think rather cleverly, but it's probably quite rudimentary to anyone who's kind of advanced in this stuff, is basically set up, because I've got 7 or 8 different tracks going in the backing, so that I can at will turn on or off any of the layers. You know, I can automate, or I can manually turn on or off the backing vocals, turn on or off the distorted guitar line, turn on or off the strings or the organ. So I've got them all set up in different channels to do that. So each one of them I've put like a loop over a varying degree of their final or their penultimate chord, which means that although I'm looping the sound that's playing during that penultimate note, if I did that just generically across the whole backing track, you would hear like a re-trigger every bar. It would be obvious that it's like, you know, it's a one bar loop and it would just keep restarting. But what I've done is I've put a loop on each track, but of a slightly different length and starting and finishing at slightly different times, so that although each individual track is looping, it's not doing the same loop, which means that whenever any individual track refires, it's not a jarring kind of click, it's buried by all the other tracks that are running smoothly at the time. And then that way, that loop can carry on playing while she's doing her spiel, and all I've then got to do is press down on the key, on the arrow on the keyboard, to select the next clip, which will be the final note, and when we're ready I just hit the enter key and the backing hits and goes into the final note. That's all with my left hand while I'm actually playing shit with my right hand, but that's fine. I'm used to playing the trumpet with my right hand and the keyboard with my left hand, which might sound challenging, but when you also bear in mind that the two instruments are usually in a different key, it means I'm perhaps playing, for instance, in, say, C major on the trumpet while I'm playing in B flat on the keyboard. I can cheat by MIDI shifting the key of the keyboard so that it actually plays in B flat, but I mix it up. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Because the other thing is, as well, with Dance the Night Away, I actually play that on an E-flat trumpet, which is interesting. This is all really interesting stuff, isn't it? But, I mean, some musicians might be out there listening. Others who aren't so much musicians might be listening and not have a fucking clue what I'm talking about. I've no idea, from your perspective, how this comes across. You might be a non-musician and it actually makes sense. I don't know. So, anyway, I possibly gave you a clip from our tech setup on Friday night. I shall now drink some coffee and get ready for the mental thingy of a 7-hour rehearsal. They're sending me out the pizza halfway through so they get my staff discount. I'm not sure if I'll join them. I might just get a meal deal from Tesco, but who knows? I mean, it's not really important, is it, in the grand scheme of things? So yeah, I'll speak to you later on. There'll probably be a little musical sting, and then you'll probably hear from me again after the rehearsal, saying how it went, and then I'll finish off the episode, hopefully finish off the episode with our almost finished rendition of Purple Rain. I say almost finished because I'm working in on songs in different ways, because whatever happens, whatever level of readiness I'm at by a week on Friday has to be performable, which means that I'm getting backing tracks ready, but they're not the main thing. At the very least, every song on the set list now has a simple keyboard part which I can play live. That's the absolute minimum. What I'm trying to add to that is as much in terms of backings as possible, practically in the time given. I'm not sure if I'll get to the end of that process, but the thing about that is that in the process of adding the backing, I kind of make some of what my simple keyboard part was a bit redundant. Like, for instance, Purple Rain, at the moment I have a simple like electric piano part to play should we have to perform it with no extra backing tracks, or if they go wrong. But when we do include all the backing tracks, I intend to play the actual sort of what you call an acoustic piano line and have the digital piano, the electric piano, in the backing. So there are going to be adjustments made to what I play live as the backing tracks are gradually added to the set. So it's kind of an ongoing process. Once it's all finished, I get the feeling now, I get the sense now that I am going to feel a lot more relaxed about it. Just like with everything else, the loading up part, you know, kind of just figuring out how to get everything in the car, how to store everything at home, because, you know, we've got these new PA speakers, and basically I keep everything. At the moment, I managed to squeeze most of the stuff into our porch and in the electric cupboard by the front door. But we're increasingly reaching the point, or I'm increasingly reaching the point, where that's becoming impractical. I've had to offload one of the monitor speakers onto someone else because I just couldn't fit everything in the car. Eventually, which we're expecting the business to be enough to justify it, I think the idea is that eventually I might look into getting a van. And then having like a smaller car if the missus is able to kind of drive by then, because long time listeners might remember she's on sort of full disability. She's not driven for years with a chronic pain condition. Apart from a few weeks ago, she's trying to wean off some of the medication that she's been on, and just try to, because it's a long-term condition, because, you know, the medication, it does affect your life completely if you just doped up all the time. As I've found out over the last few weeks, I'm weaning off the cocodamol quite successfully at the moment. But yeah, she managed to go out, I managed to take her out for a tentative five-minute drive. But that's still a long way off her driving regularly, but I think that's what she's working towards. So yeah, eventually we'll maybe get her a small car and me a van, which will be a business expense. So the other thing as well to consider is storage. There is a storage unit place a couple of miles away from where we live, which I would consider. The other thing is I'll have a look at temperature requirements for pro audio equipment storage, because, you know, I mean, the storage that's local to us is basically shipping containers, and obviously being in the northeast of Scotland, it gets fucking cold here in the winter sometimes, so I don't want equipment to get damaged. So I'll have to do a bit of research into that, because the other thing is about perhaps looking at a small storage unit for the garden at home, lockable obviously, but again, got to look at temperature requirements and stuff like that. But having said that, it is just me and the missus as of a couple of weeks' time, I think, because my youngest, Elwing, is in the process. Their new flatmate has finished their lease for last year, so we now have two students in the house of sort of 18, 19 years old, which is actually it's not too bad. It's not as challenging as I thought it would be. I mean, they could do some fucking washing up, but you know, that's just par for the course, isn't it? So yeah, there's all that. That's all changed. Oh, and the other thing as well, I've applied for a bit of holiday leave just for a few days because I start my university course again, my fourth year, my final year of teacher training, towards the end of September. So I might be having a little trip down to England just for a few days, mid-September, but we shall see. Anyway, I'm not drinking this coffee, so I'm going to fuck off now. Fucking hell, I've gone for over 13 minutes. It's funny how you just rattle on when you're not making any sense. Bye. So, 20 past two, and we've been practicing for a couple of hours, and we're halfway through set two, and it's sounding fantastic. I think we're all a lot happier now. I am currently back in the car doing my Domino's thing, off to the shop to grab pizza for them, and then we will be back to do some more. Just while I remember, I shall complete this episode using the familiar setup that I've been using, Anchor to record the voice, and then the voice recorder on my phone just to do the studio rehearsal bits. But from the next episode onwards, it's called FL Studio Mobile, I think, is the app name. So I'm going to try doing it on there, and then I can maybe treat the audio a little bit. I just can't leave anything alone and keep it simple, can I? Fuck it. Anyway, goodbye. Well, wouldn't you know it, I did it again. I completely forgot to do any recording because I was so... Oh, yeah, I know. I can hear you saying, oh, thank fuck for that. Okay, so later on, when this episode finishes, I'll just supply you with a bit of a clip footage from Friday night. You can just fast forward it to the end and listen to the After Dark Network sting at the end if you don't want to listen to it. But then I think to myself, like, I don't want to put too much music in these podcasts because, you know, people wanted to listen to music and just put music on. But then having said that, you can skip past it if you're not interested. But also, why are you listening to a musician's diary if you don't want to hear music? So, yeah, should just be a bit more self-confident. The rest of the rehearsal didn't go quite as smoothly as the first bit, but, you know, we are where we are. The wedding's a week on Friday. I'm on my way home now. I personally am doing pretty much full time this next week, delivering pizzeroonies. So in between that, I'm going to be trying to work on solidifying the reliability of the set in terms of what I'm playing and what happens with the backing tracks, because I think we've pretty much all but decided that we're not going to probably use the principle I've told you about of having the microphone on the drum kit and having it follow the drummer, simply because it's not 100% reliable in terms of, I don't know if it's just because it's maybe picking up on other things, or sometimes there are songs where the drum beat isn't particularly regular. You know, a lot of the stuff we do isn't your typical kind of straight four to the floor disco kind of beat, or even straight rock beat. So quite often I think the follow part gets a bit... basically, I'm going to try and, I think, replace that with a foot switch to tap the tempo, and then at least I can practice doing that at home reliably, which is very difficult to do if you're using a live drummer to get the tempo from, because you have to kind of have a live drummer at your disposal to practice doing it, which is a lot more hassle than just doing it myself. So yeah, we'll try different things, see where we get to, but at least, if worst comes to the worst, at least I know I have something I can play live for every song that we do. So delivering pizzas all week. In between that, I'm going to be working on that and on stuff for the wedding, and also preparing for my first rehearsal back with my choir, my ladies' choir, One Voice. I have, having done a bit of stuff at uni in my teacher training course, having done a module on community music, I have kind of decided and put myself forward for a lot more on the planning side, and I think that will result in me being less stressed and feeling more prepared and looking like I know what I'm doing a bit more. So basically over the next couple of weeks, I think it's 10th of September, the first rehearsal, I think is, it must be, no, 10th of, hang on, what the fuck, hang on, 10th of September is the wedding, that's a week on Friday, and then the first One Voice rehearsal, choir rehearsal, is on Tuesday the 14th, so between now and then, I've got to get the wedding done as a priority, but also I have got to prepare all the music and tutorial training videos for the choir, which involves inputting all of the voice parts and putting the music together in a notation program on the computer called Sibelius. I use that anyway, but it also has a very useful function where you can export a play-along or sing-along video. I can basically make it play a song that we're doing, and I can, for instance, if I'm making a tutorial video for an alto, I can make the alto part louder and the video will show the music on the screen with a red line following where it is, so it's like a follow-along practice tool for people who aren't strong music readers, and you know, they can learn their parts at home and stuff like that. So I've got to get all that prepared. But also, because it's been such a clusterfuck in rehearsals before, with people having all different sheets of music and printing their own at home, and sometimes not coming with stuff and coming with different versions of stuff or just coming with lyrics, I have put forward the proposition that I just provide the music, and that, you know, I'll bill them for the printing expenses and stuff. But yeah, I've got an order. A load of A3 paper, because we've got an A3 printer at home, a long reach stapler, and I shall be doing 30 copies of every song to take along for distribution thereto, and make lots of work for myself. But it's all fun, isn't it? This is all in between delivering pizzas. But that's, so I think that's me ready to sign off this time. I probably won't be speaking to you again for another couple of weeks. Thank God, you say, I hear you say. Yes. Until perhaps the weekend that we do the wedding, I shall maybe thrust something out in your oral direction at that point. And for now, here is a little montage of clipettes, which our guitarist recorded on their Zoom device at our technical rehearsal the other night. Enjoy, and I shall go and listen to all you lovely, lovely people on the After Dark Network for the next couple of weeks, try and catch up a bit, and enjoying it very much. Thank you for your... Genie does sound a fucking nightmare, doesn't it? Oh, while I remember, you've probably all seen this before, but I would highly recommend, and although you probably hate it, especially those of you who are far more critical than I, because I just like everything, because yeah, I'm just not a critical person. But Future Man on Amazon Prime, go watch it. It's got lots of funny stuff about time travel movies and stuff in it. And if you like, I would say go watch it if you like the kind of Seth Rogen type humour. It's got, the main character is the guy, I can't remember what character he plays, but the guy out of the Hunger Games, the young guy that she falls in love with, Elizabeth, what's her name? Is it Elizabeth? I don't know. It's been such a long time since I've seen it. Kind of waffling now. Something like that. So, yeah, watch Future Man, that's a good one. and I shall speak to you again in a couple of weeks. Tatty bye for now. We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, and I'm also very excited about Foundation coming on Apple TV Plus soon. I might have to subscribe as a one-off. Bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.